Wherever you are, whatever you're doing on this Wednesday night, thank you for spending the night with us. We're here to talk to you, to listen to you, to touch your heart. So if you have found us for the very first time, come on in and make yourself at home. We're going to be here for you all night long.
Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood. Miss, no, it's all good. It didn't slow me down.
Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
My name is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Tell me who is on your heart tonight.
My stepdad had a ruptured brain aneurysm 2 years ago, and my mom has been so dedicated to him through this whole thing. He had a 2-5% chance of surviving, which he did survive, and she was down the hospital every day. Rain, snow, you name it. Now in rehab, he still has not come home. She is so dedicated to him. I want a song played for her and for him and just their relationship, just the way she is with him.
And how many years have they been married?
They've been married since 1996.
And so when your mom said for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, she not only meant it, she's living it.
It's just amazing the dedication she shows to him every day. She gets through it with a smile on her face. She goes back the next day and she does it all over again. So she really does show a lot of dedication, even on the days where he's at his worst.
I'm going to find you a sweet song for Mama and for your whole family, because I'm impressed with the bonds of love of your whole family.
Thank you so much. That would mean so much to me and my mom.
All right. You stay tuned. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. I wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, not easy to be me.
Across the sun, did you make it to the Milky Way to see?
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing tonight, can I ask you a personal question? A really personal question? Are you an overthinker? Do you play things out in your mind over and over and over and over again, and you look at it from every angle, and you try to think of other people's perspectives, and you try to figure out the best answer, and you flip a coin, or you pray, or you talk about whatever it is to other people and try to get like input because you're stuck in your overthinking? That's one extreme. That's one side of the spectrum. And then there are those of us who don't think at all. We just do. We act impulsively. We don't control our impulses. And we look before we leap, and we end up in a mess every time. And I'm like, how did I end up here again? Oh, that's right. I didn't think it through. Somewhere in between those two extremes has got to be a happy medium. And I don't know where that is, but I do know this, that my higher power just wants me to say yes. Just wants me to say, I'm willing. I am willing to go where you will send me. Think of the times in life where you said yes. Yes. Yes, I will try this new job. Yes, I will try this new food. Yes, I will be your friend. Yes, I will try a new approach. I will think about therapy, or I will think about talking this through with someone, or I will go exercise. Yes. Think of all the times you have said yes to new adventures or new opportunities. Thank you for sharing this journey with me tonight and every night. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy, and sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts, and that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor. Open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
Sometimes it's easier or necessary to let someone else do the driving. And that's when Babe's Transport comes in, so you can just sit back and enjoy the ride. Need a ride to or from the airport? Call Babe's Transport. Wine tour with friends? Babe's Transport can accommodate up to 7 people. Doctor's appointment? Babe's Transport will get you there and even wait to take you back home. You can always count on Babe's Transport to do the driving, so you can just sit back and enjoy the ride. With 7 vehicles to choose from, Babe's Transport is sure to have one that will suit your needs. Babe's Transport is available 24/7 for your convenience, commercially licensed and insured, and all Babe's Transport vehicles are tracked for safety. Call today, 707-545-2850, or online at babestransport.com. Babe's Transport. Enjoy the ride.
Family owned and operated since 1990. Online at babestransport.com. B-A-B-E-S transport.com.
You know what sounds good? Like really, really good? A breakfast bagel at McDonald's. And guess what? They're here. I'm talking about those freshly toasted bagels with real butter. Like a tender steak egg and cheese bagel with a juicy steak patty and grilled onions. Then there's a delicious bacon egg and cheese bagel with applewood smoked bacon. And don't even get me started on how good the sausage egg and cheese bagel is. With that tasty pork sausage patty, order ahead in the McD app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's.
I'm just, like, so gross that my immune system is pretty great. I'll eat something off the ground, 5-second rule, like, 5-month rule. I don't care. Like, sometimes I get jealous of my Roomba, to be honest with you. I was like, I was going to get that.
Nikki Glaser, The Good Girl Tour. Friday, April 5th at the event at Graton Resort and Casino. Reserve seats on sale now at GraytonResortCasino.com.
Thank you. Good night.
America and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Drinking and driving is a serious problem that threatens everyone on the road. About 112 million times a year, U.S. adults drink too much and get behind the wheel. The number of drinking and driving episodes has been decreasing, but the danger is still very real. Crashes involving alcohol-impaired drivers kill nearly 11,000 people each year. If you're drinking, designate a non-drinking driver before you start. Call a cab, or get a ride home. Never let your friends drink and drive. Even if you don't drink and drive, always wear your seatbelt and encourage everyone else in the car to buckle up, too. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injuries and death in a crash by 50%. Remember, driving drunk is never okay. Choose not to drink and drive and help others do the same. To learn more, Visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And of Renee. What can I do for you?
Just in a bit of a transition phase of life.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
So transitioning out of college, transitioning to a different job, transitioning out of your parents' house. What's the big transition?
Two of those. Transitioning out of your parents' house and also moving on with education. See where that goes.
And what are you going to study?
I'm currently a vocal performance major. I sing classical music, but I'm thinking of possibly moving into rehabilitation counseling. I'm not sure.
There are very few people who have the gift that those of you that are classically trained and can sing classical music.
I suppose so. I do enjoy it. I just didn't know where it was going.
What does it matter where it's going? If you've been given that gift, that's a pretty unique and special and amazing gift.
I suppose so.
Probably more people win the lottery every day than could sing like, you know, Pavarotti or somebody who's got that gift.
I can see that.
But does somebody like me, who's taken singing lessons time and time again, and each time the instructor says things like, you know, you really should stick with painting.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. I love music. I hear it in my head all the time. But when you've been given that kind of gift, it's rare and it's special and it's precious.
Yeah, I believe so.
Don't worry where it's going to lead you. You don't need to know that. You will know what you need to know when it's time to know it.
Yes, that's been proven to be true.
But don't bury that gift of music, honey. It's rare and it's precious.
I agree. Well, thank you very much.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. Stops my bones.